So today we're going to actually start chapter 20.
امروز فصل 20 رو شروع می‌کنیم.
And I know you may think, hey, chapter 19 we didn't finish that.
و الان بگین فصل 19 رو هنوز تموم نکردیم.
You are right.
درسته 19 رو تموم نکردیم. Yeah, we did read it. خوندیمش.
But I want to keep this chapter for Easter.
اما این فصل 19 رو میذارم برای عید قیام.
So we'll talk about it then.
و در زمان عید قیام ادامه فصل 19 رو با هم دیگه بیشتر صحبت خواهیم کرد.
So today we have the leaders of the Jews.
امروز رهبرای یهود رو داریم.
Questioning the authority of Jesus.
زیر سوال بردن قدرتمندی و دولتمند بودن عیسی مسیح رو.
Now Jesus answers them in
قدرت داره یا نداره.
Not in a direct way.
عیسی مسیح مستقیم جواب نداد. اما با یه مثل جواب.
And this is all taking place inside of Jerusalem.
در اورشلیم اتفاق افتاد.
Yeah, because we just saw that we had the triumphal entry.
ورود پیروزی رو دیدیم که وارد شد و عیسی مسیح در اورشلیم.
Start reading verse 1, Luke 20 verse 1. And it came to pass that on one of those days, as he taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel, the chief priests and the scribes came upon him with the elders.
روزی از آن روزها واقع شد، هنگامی که او قوم را در معبد تعلیم و بشارت می‌داد که رؤسای کاهنان و مکاتبان با مشایخ آمده.
Yeah, so Jesus is teaching in the temple, teaching and preaching.
And of course,
everybody knows he's there because of what just happened before that. And now we have this delegation coming to him, which are basically the leaders of the Jews. You have the chief priests, you have the scribes.
Yeah.
These are religious leaders.
مذهبیان.
And then it also says you have the elders, political leaders.
شیخ ها هم اومده بودن، رهبران هم اومده بودن.
And not there to make friends.
نیومدن دوست پیدا کنن و با هم دیگه خوش بگذرونن.
Yeah, they are there to pick on Jesus.
که عیسی رو گیر بندازن.
And here's the question they have for him.
سوالی که براش دارن آیه 2.
And spake unto him saying, tell us, by what authority dost thou these things? Or what is he that gave thee this authority? Yeah, so, what authority? Yeah, what authority do you do these things? Who gave you this authority? Yeah, tell us. Yeah, tell us, Jewish leaders. We want to know. Yeah, what things are they talking about? Now, of course, now he's teaching and preaching in the temple. That must upset them. But also, they're probably referring to what just happened. That he came into the city, being hailed as king and being worshipped by the people.
Yeah.
It almost sounds like, who do you think you are?
و به نظر میاد که رهبرای مذهبی میگن تو کی هستی؟ تو فکر میکنی کیه که اجازه دادی مردم بیان
اینجوری رو پرستن؟ Jesus does not want to answer the question.
میبینیم که عیسی مسیح جوابشون رو به این راحتی جواب میده.
Not because he cannot answer the question.
نه که نتونسته جواب بده، نخواسته
جواب
بده.
At this time he doesn't want to.
نمیخواسته جوابشون رو اونجوری.
And if you read through the gospels you will see that Jesus is strategic in revealing who he is.
استراتژی خوبی داره و یواش یواش اعلام میکنه که کی هست. یهو همه چی لو نمیده.
What do the people say that I am?
مردم میگن من کیم.
Yeah, you have all these different answers.
جواب
people,
های
wow, you're one of the prophets.
یکی از
رهبران. Oh, John the Baptist, etc.
یا تعمید دهنده و غیره و غیره.
Yeah, what do you think that I am?
تو فکر میکنی من کیم.
Of course, the disciples gave him different answers. They gave the correct answer.
عیسی مسیح جوابهای درست رو بهش دادن.
But the reason that this was not clear is because Jesus wasn't revealing so much.
همه اونها اون زمان خیلی آشکار نبود این بود
Because
که عیسی مسیح
it wasn't the right time yet.
خیلی آشکار نکرده بود
yeah,
وقتش نشده بود هنوز
they probably would kill him on the spot if they would say
اگر همه میدونستن حتما عیسی رو در اون لحظه میکشتنش میگفت من پسر خدا
yeah, which is eventually
به قتل میرسوندنش
the accusation or what they make that caused him to be crucified. Yeah, just not even him saying it, just confirming it.
Yeah,
you say it. Now, the real purpose of this delegation is to just catch Jesus on his words.
این بوده که عیسی رو گیر بندازن با حرفی که
they can accuse him of something
بهونه بودن که عیسی رو به دام بندازن.
Yeah, but this is not his time yet. It's almost there.
عیسی نبود. وقتش هنوز نشده بود. Yeah. نزدیکش بود اما هنوز نشده بود.
And Jesus doesn't have to answer the question.
عیسی مسیح اجباری نداره که جواب سوال رو بده.
We sometimes feel that we have to answer every question that comes at us.
باید به هر سوالی که یه نفر از اون میپرسه حتما باید جواب بدیم.
You don't. Sometimes it's better not to answer the question.
بعضی وقتا بهتر اصلا جواب ندیم. نادیده بگیریم.
Not to give your opinion.
پیشنهادمون رو به کسی ندیم.
Not to tell people what's on your mind.
به کسی نگیم تو فکرمون چی.
Sometimes it's not a time, not a place, not a location or occasion. Now, instead of Jesus answering a question, he's actually giving him an answer of a question back. Yeah, this happens in the midst of the people. Read verse 3 and 4. And he answered and said unto them, I will also ask you one thing, and answer me. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men?
در جواب ایشان گفت من نیز از شما چیزی میپرسم به من بگویید تعمید یحیی از آسمان بود یا از انسان.
Yeah, so Jesus is now going to put him on the spot. Yeah, because there's really no good answer for them to give him. Yeah, the question, the baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men? Now, at this point, John the Baptist was dead. Yeah, because Herod had beheaded him.
هیرودیس او رو از سرش زده بود.
But what was special about John the Baptist?
اما یحیای تعمید دهنده چی
John the Baptist, sorry.
مخصوص داشت
یحیا. And that was the fact that he would baptize people.
که مردم رو تعمید میداد.
Because this is something this was something that had not been done before.
کاری که قبلا هیچ کی انجام نمیداد ولی یحیا شروع کرد.
You cannot find anybody in the Old Testament that was baptized.
در عهد عتیق پیدا نمی‌کنیم که تعمید گرفته باشه. یحیا شروع کرد.
Why did John the Baptist do that?
چرا یحیا شروع کرد تعمید دادن؟
No, simply God told him so.
خداوند بهش گفت.
Go to John 1. John 1:33. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit ascending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost.
John 1:33. و بر او قرار گرفت همان است که او به روح القدس تعمید می‌دهد.
So John was specifically instructed. He was sent to baptize with water. God told him to do so.
خداوند گفت تعمید بده همه رو آب.
And of course, God has told us as well.
خداوند هم به ما هم گفته برین تعمید بده.
Yeah, we have to preach the good news, baptize them in the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and teach people to observe all things.
درس بدیم به مردم که همه حقایق رو نگه دارن.
And the question that Jesus poses here.
اما سوالی که عیسی اینجا می‌پرسه.
Is what John did, John the Baptist did. Yeah, this baptism, was it from heaven or was it of men? Yeah, was it from God or not? Now, the correct answer we just saw is it was from God. God instructed him to do it. The problem is, if they would admit that it would be of God, they also had to admit all the things that John had been preaching. Now, what was he preaching? He was preparing the way of the Lord. He was the one basically preparing the way before Jesus. Yeah, and go to Acts 19:4. Because it reveals what he was preaching. Then said Paul, John, just John the Baptist, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus.
پولس گفت یحیی البته تعمید توبه می‌داد و به قوم می‌گفت با آن کس که بعد از من می‌آید ایمان بیاورید یعنی به عیسی مسیح.
Yeah. What was he saying?
چی می‌گفته؟
You need to believe on the one who comes after me. He was pointing to Jesus. He was preparing the way for Jesus. Now, read the next two verses in Luke 20. And let's see why this is a problem for the leaders, the Jewish leaders, to answer. 5 and 6. And they reasoned with themselves, saying, If we shall say from heaven, he will say, why then believe ye him not? But and if we say of men, all the people will stone us, for they be persuaded that John was a prophet.
ایشان با خود اندیشیده گفتند که اگر گوییم از آسمان هر آینه گوید چرا به او ایمان نیاوردید و اگر گوییم از انسان تمامی مردم ما را سنگسار خواهند کرد زیرا یقین می‌دارند که یحیی پیامبر است.
That must have been an interesting scene to watch. Yeah, Jesus poses this question back. And now standing in their group, whispering and talking, it's like, what are we answering? Because it seems like whatever answer you're going to give, we're in trouble. We're not going to look good. If you say from heaven, Jesus will say, why didn't you believe in John? What he said? Yeah, why didn't you get baptized? As he told everybody to do. Why are you not seeking for the one that comes after him? Yeah, we was preparing the way for.
Because
that's what he was telling. To believe on the one who comes after him. Now, of course, this was not what they believed.
این حقیقتی نبود که ایمان داشتن.
Of course they were not interested in the truth anyway.
اصلا دنبال حقیقت هم نمیگشتن.
They just wanted to give an answer now that was in their favor.
فقط جوابی میخواستن بدن.
But there was no good answer.
جواب خوبم نداشتن بدن.
Now the other option.
یه راه حل دیگه.
It will also not work.
Because
this is what they actually believed.
But
if they would say, oh, the baptism of John that was not of God, then the people would be mad. Because the people did believe that John was from God. So both answers will get them into trouble, so they decide to respond as follows. Verse 7. And they answered that they could not tell whence it was. Now, of course, this is also not a very good answer for them. Yeah, this is damage control.
Oh,
we don't know. Yeah, and who were they again? Yeah, the leaders. Yeah, including the religious experts. The scribes. The chief priests. And they had to say, oh, we don't know.
Yeah, so that already
made them look stupid.
And
Jesus then responds, verse 8. And Jesus
answered them,
neither tell I you by what authority I do these things.
Yeah,
you don't want to answer my question? Because that's what really what happened. They didn't want to answer his question. And so Jesus tells them, oh, then I don't answer by what authority I do these things. Now, the interesting thing is that both of those questions that are brought up, they have the same answer. Yeah? Was the baptism from heaven? From John baptism from heaven or from man? Correct answer. It was from heaven. It was from God. By his authority. Yeah, that was the authority behind what John was doing. Now, Jesus did all these things. By what authority did Jesus do them? Correct answer. Heaven. Yeah, the same authority, God. God the Father sent Jesus to come to this earth. Yeah, they asked Jesus a question to trap with his words. And then he asked a question back, which basically has the same answer. Yeah, you cannot outsmart Jesus. And they end up embarrassed from the people. Because they cannot really say what they actually believe, because they got in trouble. But that's not where it ends.
There's just
where it starts.
Yeah,
Jesus is not done with them. And now he gives this parable, which is not only going to give the answer to those both those questions. Yeah, by what authority Jesus did these things? By what authority John was baptizing? It also answers the question on whose authority those religious leaders and political leaders were. Yeah, the scribes, the chief priests, the elders. Which the answer to that is also heaven, also God the Father. Now, go to verse 9. Let's read this parable. Then began he to speak to the people this parable. A certain man planted a vineyard and let it forth to husbandmen, and went into a far country for a long time.
و این مثل را به مردم شروع به گفتن کرد که شخصی تاکستانی قرض کرد و به باغبانش سپرد مدت مدیدی سفر کرد.
So this is about a vineyard.
در مورد تاکستانه.
What is the vineyard representing?
تاکستان نمونه چیست؟
Now the answer is basically the nation of Israel or the people of God.
قوم اسرائیل. The people of the covenant. خداوند، عهد خداوند.
And let me give you a verse that show you that association. Go to Isaiah chapter 5 verse 7. Isaiah 5 verse 7. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are the plant of his delight. He looketh for justice, but shall bloodshed for righteousness, but hear the cry of distress.
آری تاکستان خداوند لشکرها خاندان اسرائیل است و مردمان یهودا نهال پذیر بویند. او برای انصاف انتظار کشید و اینک خونریزی بود و برای عدالت و اینکه ناله و فریاد.
Yeah, so these were verses from the Old Testament. These religious leaders would know these verses. And it says the vineyard, yeah, of the Lord of hosts. Is the house of Israel. And it specifically even mentions Judah.
Yehuda.
Yeah, because really the people of who were living in the nation of Israel at that time were mostly from Judah, Benjamin, and Levi, and the Levites. Yeah, because these were the remaining tribes. Yeah, 10 tribes were already long gone. Yeah, there was only a small remnant that was left. Those who had fled to Judah after the northern kingdom was conquered and people were carried away. Yeah, so when the vineyard is Israel or the people of God, the people of the covenant, who then is the certain man who planted that vineyard? God the Father, the Lord of hosts. And of course it was God the Father who made this covenant with them in the Old Testament for them to become a nation.
Yeah,
a special covenant making them a special people.
Yeah,
and we refer to where this is the Old Covenant, the covenant that's made with Moses. Yeah, go to Jeremiah 34. Jeremiah 34:13. Thus said the Lord, the God of Israel, I made a covenant with your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondmen, saying...
Jeremiah 34:40.
Just translate it for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Thus said the Lord. The God of Israel. Yeah, I made a covenant with your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondmen, saying. Oh, that's right. It's right. It's 34. 34:13. Yeah. 34:13. It's right. It is right.
یهوه خدای اسرائیل چنین میگوید: آنگاه که پدرانتان را از سرزمین مصر و از خانه بندگی بیرون آوردم، من خود با ایشان عهد بستم، گفتم.
God made a covenant with them.
خداوند عهد بست با اونها و گفت.
Yeah, they were to become a nation.
و باید قومی میشدند.
Yeah, the vineyard in the parable.
تاکستان در این مثال.
Yeah, is that covenant, is that result of that covenant.
نتیجه اون عهد خداونده.
Yeah. Go back to Luke 20 and read verse 9 again, because there's more characters being mentioned there. Then began he to speak to the people this parable: a certain man planted a vineyard and let it forth to husbandmen and went to a far country for a long time.
و این مثل را به مردم شروع به گفتن کرد که شخصی تاکستانی قرض کرد و به باغبانانش سپرده مدت مدیدی سفر کرد.
You have the vineyard, which represents the nation of Israel. They're the people of the covenant. You have this certain man who is God the Father,
yeah?
Who made that covenant with them, making them into a nation. Then we have the husbandman. Now, who are these husbandmen? Husbandmen. People who take care of farmers. Yeah, now in relation to a vineyard, what would be a husbandman? It would be the person that's employed to take care of the vineyard. Yeah, in the parable, it would be those who have been given the authority over that vineyard to make sure it had produce. Now, who would have authority over the nation of Israel?
بالای قوم اسرائیل که کسی رو استخدام کنه.
The leaders.
رهبران.
Yeah, the Levitical priesthood.
لاویان، کاهنان لاویان.
Yeah, the things that were happening at the temple, the leaders.
اتفاقایی که در معبد مقدس میافته، رهبران اون زمان.
Was about the old covenant.
و چیزهایی که در عهد عتیق اتفاق میافتاد.
Yeah, the people, the husbandmen, were in charge.
باغبانان مسئول.
Of that old covenant.
اون نگه داشتن اون عهد قدیم بودن.
Yeah. Now remember, Jesus is speaking to the crowd here.
یادتون باشه که عیسی مسیح با یه گروهی داره صحبت
می‌کنه. Who was among this crowd?
کی در کنار اون گروه بوده؟
This delegation.
که این بحث رو
the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders.
کاهنان، رهبران و بزرگان یهود.
The people who were in charge.
کسایی که مسئول اون زمان بودن، رهبران یهودی.
Yeah, the ones he was just talking about here.
کسایی که در مورد اونها
These are the husbandmen.
اونا باغبونان بودن.
Now, go back to Luke 29 again, and also 10. Then began he to speak to the people this parable. A certain man planted a vineyard, and let it fall to husbandmen, and went to a far country for a long time. And at the season he sent a servant to the husbandmen, that they should give him of the fruit of the vineyard. But the husbandmen beat him, and sent him away empty.
و این مثل را به مردم شروع به گفتن کرد که شخصی تاکستانی قرض کرد و رو باغبانانش سپرده مدت مدیدی سفر کرد و در موسم غلامی نزد باغبانان فرستاده تا از میوه باغ به دو سپارند اما باغبانان او را زده تویدست بازگردند.
Yeah, so at the season, at a certain time, when this man who owns the vineyard expected to have fruit, he sent his servant. Yeah? Now, God the Father expects some produce, some fruits from his people, from the people of the government, from his nation.
Yeah.
In the Old Testament,
عتیق,
the nation of Israel
اسرائیل,
yeah, was not established to be some isolated group on their own.
جدا شده از همه ایزوله شده تنها زندگی
they were established to point people to God, to point other nations to God. So they could see
که اونها بتونن ببینن که خدای واقعی
was the God of the Israelites, the God of the Bible.
خدای کتاب مقدس.
Israel was to be a light to the nations.
اسرائیل باید نوری باشه برای ملت‌ها.
So at a certain point, this certain man, God the Father, sends a servant to collect from his vineyard.
که از اون تاکستانش
Now, برداشت. Notice that the servant is not the same as the husbandman.
دقت کنین که اون خادمین
Yeah, the husbandmen were in charge of the vineyard.
مسئول تاکستان بودن.
Yeah, the priests, the Levites,
لاویان,
Jewish leaders,
under
the old covenant.
رهبران و اونایی که در عهد عتیق بودن، باغبون باغ بودن.
Yeah, that's not the servant. These are the husbandmen.
اما خادمان نیستن که برداشت میکنن.
And it's actually the husbandmen that beat up the servant.
باغبانان هستن که میزنن خادما رو.
And they just sent the servant away empty-handed.
بعد خادما رو بدون دست خالی میفرستن.
Read verse 11.
آیه 11 رو بخونید.
And again, he sent another servant, and they beat him also, and then treated him shamefully, and sent him away empty.
پس خادمی دیگر روانه نمود. او را نیز تازیانه زده و بی‌حرمت کرده تویدست بازگردانیدند.
Yeah, so another servant is sent.
یه خادم دیگر رو فرستادن.
And the same thing. Servant is mistreated, sent away empty-handed. Verse 12. And again he sent a third. And they wounded him also and cast him out.
و باز سومی فرستاد. او را نیز مجروح ساخته بیرون افکندند.
Yeah, they wounded him.
مجروح ساختنش. Throw him out. انداختنش بیرون.
Now, what are these servants?
این خادمین کیان؟
Who is Jesus addressing?
عیسی مسیح به در مورد کی داره صحبت
می‌کنه؟ The Jewish leaders, the Pharisees, the scribes, elders.
رهبران.
Movement given authority over the nation.
کی به قدرت داده شد به قوم اسرائیل؟
Over God's covenant people.
در عهد خداوند.
Yeah, the husbandmen.
باغبان‌ها.
Now, who has God been sending to them?
و خداوند کیا رو فرستاد براشون خادمینشو؟
Answer the prophets.
نبی‌های
Old Testament prophets.
در عهد عتیق فرستاد.
Go to Luke 11.
در لوقا 11.
Where we also have Jesus addressing the religious leaders.
عیسی مسیح با رهبران اون زمان صحبت می‌کنه.
And listen to what he tells them.
و ببینیم به رهبران اون زمان چی میگه.
Luke 11:47-50.
47 to
50. Woe unto you, for you build the sepulchres of the prophets, and your fathers killed them. Truly you bear witness that you allow the deeds of your fathers, that they indeed killed them, and you build the sepulchres. Therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall slay and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation.
و پدران شما ایشان را کشتند، پس به کارهای پدران خود شهادت مدهید و از آنها راضی هستید، زیرا آنها ایشان را کشتند و شما قبرهای ایشان را می‌سازید. از این رو حکمت خدا نیز فرموده است که به سوی ایشان انبیا و رسولان می‌فرستم و بعضی از ایشان را خواهند کشت و بر بعضی جفا خواهند کرد تا انتقام خون همه انبیا که از بنای عالم ریخته شد از این نسل گرفته شود.
Yeah, so what did those do who were in authority over God's people?
مسئول قوم خداوند بودن، رهبرای قوم خداوند بودن، چیکار می‌کردن؟
They were persecuting the prophets.
نبی‌ها رو شکنجه می‌دادن، مجروح می‌کردن.
They were killing some.
یکی رو کشتن.
Yeah, beating some.
زخمی کردن.
Yeah, who sent the prophets?
کی نبی رو فرستاد؟
That was God.
خود خدا.
Yeah. God the Father had the vineyard.
خدای پدر که باغبان رو داشت، تاکستان رو داشت.
The nation of Israel.
قوم اسرائیل رو بنا کرد.
God's covenant people.
عهد خداوند رو گذاشت روی تاکستان.
He gave him to the husbandmen to take care of.
بهش باغبون داد که مراقبش باشن.
Jewish leaders.
اما رهبران و باغبونای
یهودی. So would bear fruit.
که ثمر بیاره یهود.
So they would be a light to the nations.
نور باشن برای همه ملت‌ها.
But they didn't do very well.
اما خوب انجام ندادن.
Yeah, of course you can read it in the Old Testament. They ended up worshiping false gods. مذهب
خدای دروغین رو پرستیدند.
And God had been sending servants.
و خداوند خادمین و نبیاشو فرستاد برای.
To correct.
تصحیح
to make sure
درستشون کنه.
That there was
به سمت درست
production of fruit.
که به جایی برسونه که ثمره به بار بیارن.
But they were beaten, they were wounded.
کتک زدن.
They were persecuted.
زخمی کردن و شکنجه دادن تمام نبیهای خداوند رو.
Yeah, so these Jewish leaders asked Jesus a question.
رهبران اون زمان.
By what authority do you do these things?
با کدوم قدرت این کارو میکنی؟
No, he doesn't answer the question.
این کارو میکنی.
At that point in time.
و او جواب داد.
He asked a counter question.
اما به جای جواب یک سوال دیگه پرسید.
The question has the same answer.
یک سوالی که جواب اونها همون جوابی است که باید عیسی میداد.
John the Baptist was doing these things.
آیا یحیای تعمید با کدوم قدرت اجازه؟
Then he gives them a parable.
بهشون یک مثل رو داد.
A certain man.
که یک نفری.
God the Father.
خدای پدر.
Had a vineyard. Who gave authority to them
قدرت داد به باغباناش
to take care of the nation of Israel.
که مراقب قوم اسرائیل باشن.
Yeah, that's you, Jewish leaders.
شما هستید.
That's you, scribes and elders.
رهبران زمان.
And they end up persecuting and killing the servants of God.
خادمین خداوند رو بکشن.
Go to verse 13.
آیه 13.
Then said the Lord of the vineyard, What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. It may be they will reverence him when they see him.
آنگاه صاحب باغ گفت چه کنم؟ پسر محبوب خود را میفرستم شاید چون او را ببینن احترام خواهند نمود.
That's now the Lord, which is of course the Lord of the vineyard, certain man, God the Father.
تاکستان خدای پدر.
He says, hey, here's what I will do.
کاری که میکنم.
They keep beating up my servants.
به خادمامو میزنن و داغون میکنن.
I will send my beloved son.
پسرمو میفرستم.
Maybe they will listen to him.
شاید حرف رو گوش.
Maybe they will respect him.
شاید به او احترام بذارن.
Who is the beloved son?
اون پسر عزیزش کی بود؟
Of course, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Give you one verse. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Yeah,
Jesus is that beloved Son. Read verse 14. But when the husbandmen saw him, they reasoned among themselves, saying, This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, that the inheritance may be ours.
اما چون باغبانان او را دیدند با خود تفکر کنند گفتند این وارث می باشد بیایید او را بکشیم تا میراث از آن ما گردد.
Yeah, so Jesus is being sent.
عیسی فرستاده شد.
Yeah, God the Father sends his son.
پسرش رو فرستاد.
The husbandman, Jewish leaders.
رهبران یهودی.
They see the son.
پسر رو دیدند.
And think by themselves.
به خودشون گفتند.
Hey, if we kill him, then it's all ours. Then the inheritance is ours.
تمام تاکستان مال ماست.
Yeah, what is the inheritance?
The
vineyard.
تاکستان خداوند.
The nation of Israel, the covenant and everything that belonged to that.
هر چیزی که خداوند بسته مال ما میشه اگه بکشیم.
Yeah, so they somehow think that if they kill the son, it's theirs to keep.
مال خودشون میشه.
Now, when does this take place again? Just after the triumphal entry of Jesus. A few days before Jesus is crucified. Yeah, Jesus is basically telling them this delegation of these Jewish leaders, this is about what you're going to carry out. Yeah, they've not made a link yet, but they will very soon. Jesus, by what authority do you do these things?
The
answer, my Father sent me. The one who gave you the vineyard to take care of. You are the husbandman that are beating and mistreating the servants. And I am the son, the one that came by the authority of the Father, the same Father that you are about to kill. Because you're rebelling against the Lord of the vineyard, God the Father. Now go to Luke 19 and read verses 47 and 48. Yeah, it reveals what's in their hearts. And he taught daily in the temple, but the chief priests and the scribes and the chief of the people sought to destroy him and could not find what they might do, for all the people were very attentive to hear him.
و هر روز در معبد تعلیم میداد، اما رؤسای کاهنان و کاتبان و بزرگان قوم قصد هلاک نمودن او داشتند و نیافتند چه کنند، زیرا که تمامی مردم بسیار شیفته به شنیدن او بودند.
Yeah, that's your delegation again. The chief priests, the scribes, the chief of the people, the elders. Yeah, they were just trying to find a way to destroy Jesus. Come back to Luke 20 and read verse 14 again. But when the husbandmen saw him, they reasoned among themselves, saying, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, that the inheritance may be ours."
اما چون باغبانان او را دیدند با خود تفکر کنند گفتند این وارث می باشد بیایید او را بکشیم تا میراث از آن ما گردد.
Yeah, you are the husbandman, this is what you're going to do to me, is Jesus saying.
عیسی مسیح میگه شما باغبانایی و قرار اون کاری که با پسر خداوند انجام بدین منه.
Yeah, the authority of Jesus,
قدرت عیسی
and John
و یحیی
are the same,
یکیست.
God the Father,
خدای پدر.
But also the authority that the religious leaders have are the same as the authority that Jesus has. God the Father gave them the vineyard to take care of. The same person that sent me
که من رو فرستاد
is the one who gave you what you have today.
امروز تاکستانتون رو که در دستتون دارین داره.
The same person that sent me,
همون کسی که من رو داد,
it's the same person,
همون کسی که,
that will take away what you have.
از دستتون میگیره هر چیزی.
It's verse 15.
آیه 15 رو بخون.
So they cast them out of the vineyard and killed them. What therefore shall the Lord of the vineyard do unto them?
در حال او را از باغ بیرون افکنده کشتند. پس صاحب باغ بدیشان چه خواهد کرد؟
So what did they do? Yeah, of course, what will they do very soon? They will kill the son. So now Jesus asked them another question. What should the Lord of the vineyard do unto those husbandmen? And he directly gives the answer. Verse 16. He shall come and destroy these husbandmen and shall give the vineyard to others. And when they heard it, they said, God forbid.
او خواهد آمد و باغبانان را هلاک کرده باغ را به دیگران خواهد سپرد.
Yeah, what he will do? He'll destroy them. He'll get rid of them. Yeah, the covenant. the temple, the priesthood, the nation,
کل قومتون
the authority to lead the people.
که اجازه داشتین رهبر مردم من باشید.
Yeah, that shall be taken away from them.
از شما گرفته خواهد.
And it shall be given to others.
به دیگران.
Now, what's the first response of this delegation of the people?
God forbid.
Now, go to Matthew 21, where we have the same parable. And it's worded a little bit different here. Listen to verse 43. Therefore say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof.
I think شما را میگویم که ملکوت خدا از شما گرفته شده به امتی که میوه اش را بیاورند عطا خواهد
شد. It shall be taken away from them.
دست شما گرفته خواهد شد.
That vineyard.
اون تاکستان yeah. گرفته خواهد شد.
The kingdom of God.
ملکوت خدا گرفته
and it's given to another nation.
داده خواهد شد به یه ملت دیگه به یه قوم دیگه.
A nation that shall bring forth fruit.
که برای شما ثمره بیاره.
Yeah, because that's the issue. They don't produce
fruit. مشکل اساسیتون اینه که ثمره نداری، میوه
Now,
نداری.
What nation?
کدوم ملت؟
What other nation?
کدوم ملت قرار جای اسرائیل؟
Go to 1 Peter 2.
اول پتروس 2.
And keep your finger there because we're going to read some more verses from there.
باز نگه داریم.
1 Peter 2, 9 and 10. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
اما شما نجادی برگزیده و کشیشانی شاهانه و امت مقدس و قوم خاص خدا هستید تا فضایل او را که شما را از ظلمت به نور و شگرف خود خوانده اعلام نمایید.
Now, who is Paul speaking to? Ten also. So, who is Paul speaking to here? Oh, sorry, Paul. Who is Peter speaking to? He's speaking to Christians. Who were not in people in the past, but now they are in people in Christ. Now they are called a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Now, who else has been called like that in the Bible? Anybody else? In the Old Testament, the nation of Israel, the physical nation of Israel, was called exactly by these terms. Oh, but I'm not sure that these verses are laid together. Okay. Let me show you that these are exactly laid together. Go two verses back. 1 Peter 2, read 7 and 8. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and the stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed.
پس او برای شما که ایمان دارید گرانبها است، اما آنانی را که اطاعت نمی کنند، آن سنگی که معماران رد کردند، همان سر زاویه گردید. و سنگ لغزش دهنده و صخره مصادم زیرا که اطاعت کلام نکرده لغزش می‌خورند که برای همین معین شده.
Now go back to Luke 20 and continue reading there verse 17 and 18. And he beheld them and said, what is this then that is written, the stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. Whosoever shall fall upon that stone shall be broken, but on whosoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder.
به ایشان نظر افکنده گفت، پس معنی این نوشته چیست؟ سنگی را که معماران رد کردن همان سر زاویه شده است، و هر که بر آن سنگ افتد خرد شود، اما اگر آن بر کسی بیفتد،
That's exactly the same. Yeah, in a moment we'll look at these verses in a little more detail. Yeah, but go to Matthew 21 and read the verses from the same story, same parable, and read verses 42 till 44. Yeah, Jesus says unto them, did you never read in the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you, and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whom it shall fall, it will grind him to powder.
عیسی به دیشان گفت مگر در کتب هرگز نخوانده اید سنگی را که معمارانش رد نمودند همان سر زاویه شده است از این جانب خداوند آمد و در نظر ما عجیب است از این جهت شما را میگویم که ملکوت خدا از شما گرفته شده به امتی که میوه اش را بیاورند عطا خواهد شد و هر که بر آن سنگ افتد خرد شود و اگر آن بر کسی افتد او را به پودر زاویده خواهد کرد.
Yeah, what are people of God today?
قوم خداوند امروز کیست؟
Christians, those who are in Christ. Yeah, and I know we've hit the topic a couple times this year from different angles. But considering what goes on in the world right now, I think that's a good thing. Yeah, the Bible says the kingdom of God is taken away from that physical nation Israel. It's given to another nation. And people who were not a people before. Those who are in Christ.
Yeah?
If you're in Christ, then you're Abraham's seed, the Bible says. It's spiritual Israel. Yeah, I recently preached a series on the covenants. I go into detail on that.
Yeah?
Especially the last two sermons.
They will
deal with this topic. Yeah, and it baffles my mind how many Christians today believe that the physical nation of Israel, that they are God's people. No, they are not. And they hate Jesus. They reject Jesus as the Son of God. Yeah, if you believe there's a Christ and you deny Jesus, you're an antichrist.
اگر مسیح رو رد کردی ضد مسیح
هستی. Yeah, Judaism is called the synagogue of Satan in the Bible.
یهودیگران نه کنیسه و کنیسه یهودی امروز کنیسه شیطان خونده شده.
To give you a taste. Yeah, earlier this year, the Israeli government tried to pass a law which would make it illegal for you to talk about Jesus in the nation of Israel. You would end up in jail. Yeah, that should tell you something. Yeah, and there's too many Christians who are wrong in this today. And there are too many Christians today that are supporting Israel on what is going at the moment on in Gaza. They're cheering on Israel. Yeah, send more weapons, send more money. Oh, we're going to pray for Israel. Let's put a Jewish flag around the pulpit. And yes, that happens.
Yeah,
they are utter fools. That's what they are. And they have no idea what the Bible actually says on this. And it's not hard. It is actually very clear. This is not an obscure doctrine. Now, what did this certain man do in Luke 20? He destroyed those husbandmen and gave the vineyard to others. It was taken away from them. Therefore say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. What nation? A holy nation, a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, speaking about Christians. Oh, so you don't stand with Israel?
No, I
don't stand with Christ-hating people. I'm not for genocide. Oh, so you support Palestine? No, I don't support Palestine. They reject Jesus as much.
Yeah?
I'm for God. I'm for Christ.
They're
both wrong. I'm for righteousness. I'm not for bombing children and women and children.
Yeah,
I'm against killing 50 Palestinians to get one fighter. Actually, I love the people of those countries both.
Because
I want them to hear the gospel. I want them to get saved. Every single Palestinian that dies, 99 point something, they are in hell. Every single Israelite,
99
with something, if they die, they end up in hell. Yeah, God's not willing that any should perish. You should not be willing that any should perish. You should not be for wicked governments. Yeah, you should be on the side of Christ. Yeah, we should pray that the eyes of the governments and eyes of the people are opened so they turn away from their wicked ways. Yeah, this is not a hard issue. Yeah, there's a new, today there's a New Testament. There's a better covenant. Yeah, we are God's people today. And we are to bear fruit. We are to be the light of the world today. We are to do better than the husbandmen did with the physical nation of Israel. Yeah, we have to shine the light of the gospel in darkness. Yeah, Jesus in Luke 20 is basically telling these religious people, these leaders, hey, your authority is God the Father as well. And he's going to take the vineyard from you. And it's going to give it to another nation. Yeah? Go back to Luke 20. And let's read 17 and 18. First, it's 17. And he beheld them and said, what is this then that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. Yeah, so basically, Jesus is giving them more scriptures that they can recognize. Don't you know it's written? The stone which the builders rejected. Now, what was this referring to? Jesus. They're rejecting Jesus.
Yeah.
John 1:11, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Yeah, the same stone, Jesus Christ, became the head of the corner. Yeah, he became the stone on which all rests. He is the foundation. The foundation of a spiritual house. Which you and I are part of. Yeah, 1 Peter 2. 1 Peter 2, 4 and 5. To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
و به او نزدیک آمده یعنی به آن سنگ زنده رد شده از مردم اما نزد خدا برگزیده و گرانبها شما نیز مثل سنگ های زنده بنا کرده می شوید به امارتی روحانی و کهانت مقدس تا قربانی های روحانی و مقبول خدا را به واسطه عیسی مسیح تقدیم کنید.
Yeah, our foundation is Jesus Christ. On him are we built. We're part of a spiritual house.
و موز عضو اون بنای روحانی هستیم.
Yeah, the husbandmen rejected that stone.
عمارت روحانی هستیم.
Yeah, they killed Jesus.
که باغبون ها اون سنگ رو رد کردن.
Verse 18.
اون باغبون ها پسر خداوند
رو کشتن. Luke 20 verse 18. Whosoever shall fall upon that stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever 2018. But on whosoever it shall fall, it will grind into powder.
So
So it can be a good thing or a bad thing.
این سنگ میتونه یا تو رو نابود کنه یا بسازد.
Jesus can be good for you or bad for you.
مسیح میتونه برات سود داشته باشه.
It's either the stone you will fall on and breaks you.
یا سنگی که میفتی روت میش کنته.
Or here's a stone.
یا سنگی میشه که
that will grind you to powder.
تو رو نرم میکنه.
Now go read the next two verses, next three verses in 1 Peter.
بعدی اول پتروس رو بخونیم.
6 till 8.
6 to 8. First Peter what?
1 Peter 2, 6 to 8.
Petrus 2, 6 to 8.
Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. And the stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, wherefore unto also they were appointed.
بنابراین در کتاب مکتوب است که اینک می نهم در صهیون سنگی سر زاویه برگزیده و گرانبها و هر که به وی ایمان آورد خجل نخواهد شد پس او برای شما که ایمان دارید گرانبها است اما آنانی را که اطاعت نمی کنند آن سنگی که معماران رد کردند همان سر زاویه گردید و سنگ لغزش دهنده و صخره مصادم زیرا که اطاعت کلام نکرده لغزش می خورند که برای همین معین شدند.
Yeah, so to who is this stone precious?
سنگ برای کی ارزشمنده؟
To those who believe.
برای اونایی که بهش ایمان دارن.
It says they shall not be disappointed.
ناامید نشوند.
It's a good thing.
نیکوست.
Yeah, but it says, oh, we shall be broken.
شکسته میشیم اگر بیفتیم روش.
Yes, because you need to be broken before God.
در مقابل خداوند شکسته میشیم. Humble before God. فروتن بشیم.
To find that stone. To find Jesus.
بتونیم سنگ رو پیدا کنیم و ما رو دوباره.
You cannot come to Jesus with self-righteousness. With pride.
با قدوس خودمون، با غرور خودمون به حضور.
Yeah, like what the religious leaders were doing.
همونجوری که مذهبای اون زمان میومدن.
Yeah. For the chief cornerstone to be precious to you, you need to fall on it and be broken. But then, for those who do not believe, for those who are disobedient, those who do not believe the word,
yeah,
and Jesus is the word, to them it's a symbol, a rock of offense. They stumble at the word. Jesus will either be the one you believe on, and then it's precious to you, he's precious, or he'll be the one you stumble on, who will be the rock of offense to you and will condemn you.
Yeah?
What you believe in regards to Jesus, where you stand in regards to Jesus, determines everything
اعلام میکنه که هر چه که داری
in this life
در این زندگی
and the life to come
و زندگی آینده چگونه خواهد
let's see the last verse Luke 20 verse
19
and the chief priests and the scribes the same hour sought to lay hands on him and they feared the people for they perceived that he had spoken this parable against them
آنگاه رؤسای کاهنان و کاتبان خواستند که در همان ساعت او را گرفتار کنند اما از قوم ترسیدند زیرا که دانستند که این مسئله را درباره ایشان داده بود.
Yeah, so the delegation has caught on.
در حقیقت فهمیدن منظور ایشان.
They now understand. Oh, Jesus has spoken this against us.
ایشان بر ضد ما صحبت کرده.
And now they're turning to God, they're worshiping Jesus. They're broken, humbling themselves, acknowledging that Jesus' authority is from heaven. Yes, the baptism of John was from heaven. Yes, we failed as spiritual leaders of the nation. We are these husbandmen that messed up. No, that's not how the response went. Here's the response. They even hate them more. They want to kill them right there and then. Which they can't, they don't manage to, but they will manage in a couple days.
اما چند روز بعدش میتونه.
And with that they're confirming exactly
با همون کار
that they are these husbandmen
همون باغبونایی هستن
that
که
the owner of the vineyard
که پسر
will destroy
پسر اون تاکستان صاحب تاکستان رو کشتن
and will take their vineyard
و تاکستان خداوند از دستش
and give it to others
و میده به دیگران
another nation other people
و قوم دیگه مردم
and today we have been given that responsibility
به همه ما اون تاکستان داده شده
so we can bear fruit
که مسئولیتش رو قبول کنیم و ثمره و میوه ببریم
آمین
آمین
آمین